But let's hit it. We do this every Monday or after every game. Our players of the game, our Man Eye Institute players of the game. And Clint, I'll let you lead this thing off. Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Yeah, this one's easy for me, man. Will Anderson. You know, we just got through talking about it last segment. I don't think it's a stretch at all to have a conversation about what Will Anderson was able to do yesterday. And say it reminded you of the J.J. Watt days and the way J.J. Watt could impact the game and the way that J.J. Watt played the game with the high motor, the tackles for loss, the hits on the quarterback, the sacks, the playing sideline to sideline in a way that most big men just don't play. I got to ride with Will Anderson. He's gonna get Defensive Player of the Week once again, which I didn't know, but I think we've already got four of them. That'll be 5 out of 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's definitely going to win.
We got a player of the week here in Houston, but it's easy for me, man. I think it's a no brainer. I think it's Will Anderson, and it was good to see the big fella, you know, dominate the game, and not just his position, not just the right tackle, dominate the game for four quarters and be a huge difference maker throughout. That was it.
It was, yeah. Will Anderson, 3 sacks, 4 tackle for loss. And a deflection on a tip pass from Drake May that ended up being a turnover. They had 4 of them.
Yeah.
In the game. For me, I'm gonna go here, and this one, man, I just felt good for this kid, and that's Dameon Pierce. Dameon Pierce gets my player of the game. And listen, he had 8 carries, 76 yards, 9.5 per. He was back as well. Joe Mixon returned, but he also returned. And he had missed. He had played since week 1 with his 3 carries for 9 yards. But you saw him looking better and running better. And in this game, as I was listening, and I agree with Mark Vandermeer, it was like turning the clock back to 2022. He got out, got in the open field, and showed you why this dude is powerful. This dude had the history of breaking tackles. And then he can run away from folks as powerful as he is. And he ran away from him, and I enjoyed how much, and this it only was 8 carries, but it felt like he got pretty good opportunities coming from Bobby Slowick and this offense to let him actually get some run, and him to go eight carries, 76 yards, and get back into the end zone, I thought was a big deal, and I was very, very happy for him, man. I just can't imagine how rough things have been for him the last year plus, and I know he's making money, so many of you don't really have compassion, but I do. I was really, really happy for that kid. He has been nothing but a professional, a team player, has said all the right things, has blamed himself when I don't think it should just have been on him, and taken accountability. But I was really happy. So my player of the game goes to Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, it was big. And the big run that he had. Hercules. The big run that he had. I don't know, what does that mean?
Your fan.
Who?
Hercules.
What is that?
The National Pass Tag.
The clumps. There you go. Nice job. Nice job, Tyler.
I love that movie.
It is a good one. I have seen that movie. I didn't register on that. Yeah, look, it just feels good to see the dude do work, and the fact that it's a little bit more of a going to be. Going to end up being a little bit more of a downhill offense run game. I think that benefits him greatly.
Didn't see a lot of tosses, did we?
Didn't see a lot of tosses on the outside. Now that may be opponent to opponent. Now we may see him try it again later on. Now I wouldn't. I would continue to do whatever the hell it was that you were trapping that D tackle that. You know, that A-gap tackle, that little trap they had on him that Mixon hit a couple of times for big plays. I would continue to do that. But it seems like it's going to end up trending towards some of the things that Dameon Pierce does well. And I'm here for it. And again, like I'm with you. It was good to see the young fella just have a little success and be able to celebrate.
Amen times 3 there on Dameon Pierce. My player of the game, he was not only my Mad Dog selection, which works out nicely, and not only do I have him on both of my fantasy football teams, but I'm going with this feller.
I love Joe Mixon.
The running back, as he made his return, Joe Mixon, 13 rushes, over 100 yards on the ground, a rushing touchdown. Pair that with a receiving touchdown, 2 receptions, from C.J. Stroud. I'm going with Mixon. He came back, and the difference he made for this Slowick offense was evident right away.
Yeah, 13 carries, 102 yards, passing touchdown early in the game to get him up 14-0, and then a rushing touchdown. As a, he looked like hell. He said, man, hell, get me back in this game. Damien, get on his run. Get me back in this game. And that first carry, he took it to the house. So, big for Joe Mixon. Those were our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. All right. We've been talking about this run game and been disappointed in this run game. And, right, I think there's a lot to get to with that. But, Clint, is it as simple as they haven't had their top two guys in the run game the last several weeks, and that's why it's looked like that they haven't had Joe Mixon and Pierce?
Because drop tackle.
When those two guys have played the bulk of the game, now Chicago, he played in some of it, but when they played the bulk of the game, the Colts in this game, it is absolutely the best the running game has looked in years.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, Joe Mixon makes a huge difference, and I'm not gonna put anybody else in that category because I think, to me, it's disrespectful of Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon is a guy that can go get you the big 60-yard run, whatever, however far that, however long the run was,
59.
That he had 59 yards. Like that, he can go get you that at any given moment. There's no question about it. And that clearly changes the game. We talked about it last night on the post game, and I'm just gonna be honest with you. I love what Joe Mixon. Obviously, I'm high on Joe Mixon, but the offensive line performance yesterday, along with Bobby Slowick's adjustments in terms of what they're doing, not asking Dalton Schultz to lead up on a linebacker from a fullback position, and and adding Cade Stover in there with his physicality, adding Kendrick Green in there at the fullback position. I think they did some things differently, both schematically and from a personnel standpoint. And then you plug in Joe Mixon, a significantly better back, more violent, more explosive, just flat out significantly better. You get a little something. So I want to tip my cap to the offensive line. No, it's been bad. It's been bad before.
But it seems like we've tipped our cap to the offensive line when those guys have been available.
Yeah, that's fair. Right? I mean, yeah, fair. Yeah, we'll no doubt see, about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But now that we're here. We'll tell when the tape drop Tuesday. The tape will drop today, and I get a chance to take a peek at it. I just don't want to, go overlook the entire offensive line and go, oh, yeah, Joe Mixon did it all. And the offensive line is awful if Joe Mixon ain't back there. I think the O-line